This is a very significant passage in the book of Acts. First, it's when Timothy joins Paul. Of course, you see, because his mother was Jewish, he's Jewish. That's very Mediterranean. If your mother, you know, they say this is your father, he probably is, but you know who your mother is, for sure. And so if you're born of a Jewish mother, you're Jewish. That's that. So if he's Jewish, he should be circumcised. And he wasn't, because his father was Greek. And his father said none of that. Well, now he's a grown man, and he can make his own decision. And so, but to stop there being a lot of querulous argument about this, you see, and that was fine. Then the next part of this text, as I say, this is a kind of a turning point text. They're going through Phrygian Galatian territory. They're up there, it's like central Turkey. And they want to go to Mysia and then to Bithynia. See, they went through Phrygian Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the gospel in the province of Asia. See, when we're docile, this is the way apostolic work goes. The Holy Spirit said, don't go there. And then they came to Mysia, they tried to go on to Bithynia, and again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came down to Troas. Troas is up in the north, just right near Macedonia. The night Paul had a vision, a Macedonian, and the way they dressed was so typical. He knew it was a Macedonian, and implored him with these words, come over to Macedonia and help us. When he had seen the vision, we sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them, and that's the first time the gospel went to Europe. As far as we know. Of course, the other question is, who evangelized Rome? Nobody knows. Probably some Jewish Christians from Jerusalem who went to live in Rome. So maybe that was the first, we don't know. In the gospel, our Lord is, we're at a section now, very interesting section from 15:18 to 16:4. And you have all the repetition of all the warnings of our Lord that are in the Synoptic Gospels, just put here, one after the other, about opposition. This is awesome, isn't it? Why do we resist the Gospel? You know, what's wrong with us? And if we don't resist the gospel, we can lead many, many others who do. But that means really getting sold out totally for Jesus and stop fighting him. And that's work. You know, we're not, none of us are cut out to be disciples. You know, we're all stupid sinners and egomaniacs. And so we're not ready to be disciples. But if we'll listen to Jesus and yield to him, he'll make us disciples. And then when people hate the message, we can say, I understand that. I did that for a long time. Or I still do it. And that's what gives us a balance, right? As our Lord said, you have to be wise as serpents and simple as doves. Wise as serpents mean know what is in man, because I know what's in this one. So be smart. On the other hand, I know the grace of God, and therefore I should be simple as a dove. Count on that grace. Preach that grace. Rely on that. And see the marvels the Holy Spirit can work. So don't be stupid, but certainly be Christian. And the more that we experience the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the more optimistic we are. If the Holy Spirit can do this with me, man, he can do it with anybody. And that's what gives us zeal to preach all over the place. You know, I had a lunch in the airport yesterday. So I was sitting there bored, so I took out my little Magnificat and started reading it. It was really nice, you know. And I left it there. So no, I don't have one. But I thought, oh, I'll bet the Lord had something in mind. The waiter's going to pick that up. Hot dog, you know. Something's going to happen. And it's lovely, isn't it? And so we have this text. There's a whole bunch of them in this area. I think it's the only one we have. But soon now, starting next week, we're going to have, guess what? You know, right? We're getting ready for Pentecost. So what do we have in this section of John? We have five paraclete promises, right? Five. Every year I tell you about these five. So we'll have them. Actually, I think the first one's Monday. Yep. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Paraclete comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. Inside you. And then through you, he will testify to the world. So, get ready. We're going to have those lovely promises. And they're not empty promises, and they're not historical curios. This is our Lord Jesus promising us this for this Pentecost. Get ready.